Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
So, as we know, Shahab, it's a fast-paced app economy. And winning used to be about making and monetizing an app that delivers on its promise, but fast forward, and the pressure is very much on doing and achieving a lot more with your apps.
Mm-hmm.
So smart brands and businesses have catered to our requirements with everything from mobile apps to make ordering, tracking, and picking up purchases a breeze. You can use apps to do self-checkout, apps to reduce time and frustration, waiting online. In other words, all of these apps doing all of these amazing things and removing all the friction has created the customer expectation that everything should be so simple. And of course, you know, customer service provided in-app is supposed to also be simple and seamless.
And of course it isn't, though, or at least not as a rule.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's where some of the frustration comes in. That's also where some opportunity
right.
comes in, because the pressure is building to deliver the same level of customer service in-app as you would expect, you know, on the premises of a store or a business. And so the whole idea is that the in-app experience, it used to be about the customer experience. Now we're talking about the customer service experience. And that's where we're going to dedicate this show to everything you need to know and to deliver a great customer service experience. And so we welcome Abhinash Tripathi. He's co-founder and CEO of HelpShift. HelpShift is a customer support platform for engaging, supporting, and expanding your mobile user base by enabling mobile apps to improve customer experience, drive higher ratings, reduce churn, etc. The whole deal. It's great to have you on the show, Abhinash.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome. So to start, you know, how does HelpShift go about? I mean, is it a separate location on each of these apps where you provide customer service, or is it a whole gamut of services that you offer?
We offer a whole gamut of services to these mobile app developers. So if you really think about the mobile app industry as a whole, it's not a very mature industry yet. I mean, it started in 2007 with the introduction of the iPhone. And so we're just in the early innings of actually witnessing the app economy play out. And so as in any sort of nascent market, you know, where competition is all about acquiring users, now we're shifting to a place where, you know, there are multiple apps in almost every category that are fighting for these users. And when that's going on, basically we're at kind of this peak frenzy of sort of, you know, app user acquisition. And one of the things that becomes really important there is customer service, right? To differentiate your service. I mean, think about it. Like, if you're going to go buy a pair of jeans, you could get it from an Amazon app or a Bloomingdale's app or a Target app, and they look and do almost the same things. So really, for affinity and stickiness, you know, the differentiating service is when the human touch is provided in-app, and that's what we enable.
That's interesting. And so how did HelpShift get into that?
Well, it was kind of, you know, it was personal experiences, a lot of personal experiences dealing with customer support. It's never a pleasant experience. If you recall your last experience talking to, any sort of service provider you have, you know, waiting in a phone line, taking a number, waiting for like 30 minutes on a phone
call. Pushing buttons.
Yeah, pushing buttons. You know, it's just so much friction in that process, right? Just go to the Twitter handles of any of the top major brands like Comcast or AT&T and read tweet after tweet where customers are just angering their frustration on this painful process called customer service. And we basically saw that as a problem to be solved, but we also saw an opportunity in mobile to make it really seamless and frictionless, right? So if you look at mobile, the number one sort of use case for mobile today is texting, right? People spend a lot of their times on mobile devices, you know, texting with other people, whether it's through SMS or through WhatsApp or iMessage. You know, most of the time spent is in messaging apps, right? So we put two and two together. We essentially solved this whole customer wait in line problem by providing this sort of in-app experience which models texting, right, as a paradigm. And that really made it a very seamless experience. A user can shoot off a message to a company saying they're having a problem, and the company can respond back through a text, simple text message, right? So that really was the magic that happened, is when we brought this very natural mobile experience called texting into the world of customer service.
I mean, that brings up a point. First of all, it's part of our behavior to want to talk to brands, to companies. You know, we use text as a way to communicate, and we see companies as entities. I've done research that people don't even really understand that a company is, or a celebrity is not someone they can talk to. So it's an understanding that that's the way the conversation has to go. But you do a lot more than that. You don't just do in-app chat. I'm looking at what you offer. I'm wondering, you know, what is then the definition of in-app support? It's chat, it's surveys, a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. So chat is sort of the medium through which a customer engages with a brand, right? But when you make it so easy for customers to engage with a brand through a text message, you can imagine, you know, what the volume of that's going to go. And for brands to be able to handle that is just crazy. They're going to have to staff up their contact centers with lots of humans to process these messages. So what we had to do was to go and build a self-service piece that was native and mobile where customers could self-help themselves. And if you do that really well, what we found is the chat volumes drop because a majority of the users come into the app, they face a problem.
They troubleshoot it themselves,
they get the answers, and they go away, and they're happy, right? And if there are unique sort of problems that are not addressed through this, you know, sort of knowledge base, then they can obviously contact the brand, and the brand can get back in touch with them. So basically, the two pillars of our solution are self-service, in-app self-service, and in-app chat. We also added sort of a new capability now, which basically allows a brand to proactively message their customers, right? So we're launching this new product that basically allows you to send push notifications and engage your customers proactively, right? So the example that I use is, imagine you were at the Nordstrom store and you picked up like a couple of pieces of clothing. Someone walks right up to you and says, "Hey, can I get a trial room started for you?" That's proactive customer service, right? You didn't have to go looking for someone to get a trial room started. Someone came to you because they observed that you have two pieces of clothing in your hand and you may probably want to get a trial room started, right? So that happens in the physical world. And we wanted to bring that into the digital world of apps. And so we now give the capability to our customers to observe what users are doing inside their app and then to be able to proactively reach them. So a nice use case of this would be, imagine a shopping app, you know, and somebody dropped a couple of items into their shopping cart. And, you know, for some reason, they didn't check out the cart and they abandoned the cart and they backgrounded the app, right? Now we give the ability to the brand or the e-commerce company to be able to observe that and send a push notification to the user saying, "Hey, can I offer you some help to see you were looking for XYZ? Can I, like, you know, talk to you and see how I can help you, you know, with your order," right?
So that's interesting to hear about all the different ways that you can be supporting your customers and also engaging with your customers. And we'll get to more of that right after the break. So listeners, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com. That's SpyFu.com. And start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today is Avinash Tripathi. He's co-founder and CEO of HelpShift. And Avinash, before the break, we were talking about how you can do more than just, you know, offer support. You can also engage. And I would imagine that all feeds into perhaps higher conversion, higher retention, because you're seeing sort of everything in the purchase funnel in the app, and you can sort of jump in here and there to offer support or advice. So what exactly are you seeing? Are there any numbers to back this up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very fortunate to be working with some of the largest mobile app brands on the planet. So all the way from companies like Supercell, the makers of Clash of Clans, to Microsoft, we're in the Outlook app, you know, Target, the shopping app. We're very fortunate to work with these large sort of brands. And as a result, our mobile solution is now deployed on over a billion devices. So we've gone public with this. We are now deployed on over 1.3 billion mobile devices around the world. And so we get bird's eye view to a lot of data. And we roughly see about 4 billion data points every day. And based on all of this data, what we have been fortunate to see is that out of the, you know, the users that are active every month, one in five users is actively seeking help inside an app, right? So that's a very, very important data point that we have, we've gathered from the use of our product by all of these major brands.
You know, going off of that, you know, 3 billion, you know, installed apps feature it. You know, of your customers, who's actually doing customer service right? I mean, do you have any specific examples you can tell us about what they're doing for the customer experience?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are. I mean, the names that I mentioned, Supercell, if you play any of the Supercell games, you will see the HelpShift experience in there. They have lots of volume. You know, they went public last week that they're dealing with 100 million daily active users, right? Not even monthly active users, daily active users. You can imagine the kind of volume that of tickets that they get from a 100 million daily active user base, right? And what we're seeing is that, you know, they've basically turned off every other channel of support, email, phones. They basically have, you know, now
gone just in-app.
They're saying this is such a powerful channel. It's so efficient both for the user and for us. And, you know, they have well over 1,000 agents responding to their customers, right, every day. All over the world. This channel has proved to be so effective that they've turned off all the other channels, right? Microsoft is a great customer. If you look at the Outlook product, the Outlook mobile product on iOS and Android, they use us very, very well. And the key to both these companies providing a delightful experience to their users is that they've turned these channels all on, but they also maintain the quality of the communication. They're able to deliver very high quality support in a very, very timely manner. So if you file a ticket in Microsoft Outlook through the in-app channel, you will probably get a response back between 7 to 10 minutes, right? And in that time, the response you will get will be so accurate because the in-app channel takes all kinds of data about you and makes it available to the agent who's responding. So they know exactly who you are, what version of, you know, the app you were using, on what kind of device, in what location, on what type of network, right? And they're able to, like, not ask you those questions at all. They get back to you directly.
I'd like
to jump in and understand a little bit more about the user experience. I mean, what does the user actually see or experience, or what is this engagement like? Does it seem like it's near real time? Are you dealing with a person, or is it a bot? How's it working?
Yeah, no. So most of our customers staff their contact centers with real humans because they want to provide very high quality support. The response can be real time. Our technology is real time, but because of the kind of customers we deal with that have so much volume, they have orders of thousands of tickets every day that they have to get back to. So they don't do it with bots and they do it with real humans. So there is some delay. The Outlook team, for example, you know, they, during business hours, they tend to get back to you between 7 and 15 minutes, right? And usually the first response is the answer you were looking for because they have all this information about you through this in-app channel that we provide, right? To the customer, the experience is almost like sending off an iMessage or a text message. When they get that response back, there's a push notification in the app. You acknowledge the push notification. You're taken into a chat screen, which looks exactly like your iMessage screen, and you see the response right there. Right? To the user, it's very seamless. And they feel like it's a human that's responded to them, which is really the case. It's humans always. In our case, it's mostly our customers are solving this through humans because they want to provide that sort of very personalized sort of customer service.
And now your clients include Microsoft, Target, Glue, WordPress. But is in-app support only a topic for big names and big brands, or can small and mid-sized companies get started down that route as well?
Well, the question you're asking is, you know, I can interpret that as like, you know, do small and mid-sized brands actually have mobile apps, right? So our technology is relevant to anyone that builds a mobile app. I feel that with the mobile app economy, that even the mid-market and the small enterprises that provide mobile apps will benefit hugely from the in-app technology, right? It just, you know, it takes away so much friction and it's so much more efficient to do this customer service process.
Is it something that's, you know, something that would be affordable for something like a startup app?
Of course. We have a lot of startups that are actually using our product. If you look at some of the, you know, like Ship is a new startup out of Silicon Valley that sends an on-demand person to your house to pick up a piece of, you know, anything that you want to ship, package it up and ship it in the lowest cost possible. They've just introduced our technology. So we have a gamut of customers that use our product. That's it's big brands and small startups. They all are seeing benefits. Who would not like to see, you know, a 47% sort of ticket deflection rate, right? So the self-service is so powerful that, you know, 47% of the users come in, open help, read sort of the knowledge base and go away. Don't generate a ticket, right? Even small can benefit from that.
So to follow up on that, on the question that Shahab posed here, you know, it'd be interesting to understand what are the offers, what are the possibilities, what are even the pricing here? Is it a license fee for startups? How do they get started and how affordable is it?
Yeah, to get started, all they have to do is go to www.helpshift.com and sign up. We're a SaaS service. You can sign up and get started pretty much online. You don't need to deal with a human. There's a lot of documentation and onboarding to get you started with the integration of the service into your app. And the pricing is based on, it's a combination of the number of users you serve in your app and the agents that you have at the back end to serve all of those tickets.
Gotcha. So customers and users.
Yes.
Essentially.
And exactly when would I put this in my app? I mean, do I say from the very beginning I'm going to bake it in, or is there another phase, or when is it right?
So a lot of the, you know, the most successful people with HelpShift have started it during their pre-launch phase, right? So a lot of our customers are gaming companies, and gaming companies actually go and test out their games in small markets like New Zealand or Canada before they do a global launch. And they actually integrate HelpShift during the launch process because it helps them get feedback from their customers on what they need to improve before they go launch globally, right? So the sooner you can get a technology like HelpShift into your app, the better for you, because you're going to start listening to your customer's voice almost immediately.
Well, that's a great place to get a break. We'll come back after the break and we'll listen to some top tips in our last segment. But right now, going to the break, and don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Conversion Conference, the can't-miss CRO event of 2016. Join over 750 people from dozens of countries gathering in Las Vegas, May 18th and 19th, for the biggest industry-wide conversion event ever. Four parallel tracks of top content will allow you to personalize the exact topics that you want to focus on. Interact with expert speakers at informal networking events and birds of a feather lunch table topics. Meet dozens of leading CRO companies face-to-face in the expo hall. Get hands-on with pre-conference workshops and master classes. Join us for fun activities such as zip lining and Tim Ash's after party in the presidential suite. Oh yeah, did we mention that it's in Vegas, baby? May 18th and 19th. Conversion Conference last year sold out fast, and it's expected to sell out again. So don't miss it. Go to conversionconference.com for details right now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today is Avinash Tripathi. He's co-founder and CEO of HelpShift. Thanks again for coming on the show, Avinash. It's been great to hear all about what in-app support and customer service is all about.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me here.
And Avinash, it really has been a pleasure having you on the show. This last segment is the usual segment of the podcast where, you know, we usually get a top three tips for our listeners concerning the topic that we've been talking about today. Could you share, you know, some of the top three tips that you would give any of your customers?
Yeah, my first one is make it really easy for your customers to get help in-app.
What do you mean
so
by
that's
that?
The first goal.
Yeah, so you'll be shocked to learn, Peggy, that even though this technology has existed for, you know, about a couple of years now, and there's some really large brands using it, over 90% of the apps in the App Store don't provide an easy way for customers to contact them, right, inside the app. Customers often
almost impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. You have to leave the app either go to the App Store and post a review or go to Twitter and complain about how bad your experience was, right? And there is no direct channel for a customer to talk to the app developer. So the first thing that I would recommend for any app business to do is to just make it really easy for customers to contact them.
Okay, and what's your top tip number two about how to provide the best customer experience in your mobile app?
Yeah, the second tip that I will say is that be extremely efficient in how you respond to your customers, right? Do it really fast. Customers don't like to wait, and that should be a key goal for you to just be very, very fast and efficient in that process.
So when you say fast, I'm just curious, Avinash. I mean, how fast does someone need to be?
Well, okay, think about the new on-demand services, right? You're standing on the curb of a road. You push a button on your phone. Within a few minutes, a car shows up to pick you up. Lots of things can go wrong, right? And at that point, if somebody has to talk to you to find out what's going on with the ride that they hailed, you have to talk to them almost immediately, right? So with mobile, we're talking of something called the convenience economy, right? Literally, your mobile phone is now the portal into all of the services. You push a button and things happen almost immediately. When that's the expectation change or the change in the mobile behavior, customer service needs to be as real-time as these on-demand services.
Okay. And what's number three?
Number three is just provide extremely high-quality support. So what I mean by that, if you look at some of the top brands that we work with, like Supercell, right? They have contact centers all over the world staffed with people who speak the local language, right? And are able to handle customers with their local language. And they do it with extremely high quality. They're not using bots to send you automated responses. Customers hate that, right? They want to see the personalized kind of attention that a brand is giving to them. And so, you know, always deliver very high quality. Your support team is not a cost center. Your support team is a revenue center that's supposed to keep your customers happy and bring you more business. So treat it that way.
Okay, well, that's some very valuable tips here. And you've told us how to sort of connect and start with HelpShift, but how do they stay in touch with you, Avinash?
I'm Avinash at HelpShift.com. Just send me an email and, you know, I'm happy to talk to anyone.
All right. And Shahab, what about you?
Well, listeners can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari, Zaghari, and check out our portfolio at higherground-creative.agency.
Okay, and you can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E, or you can email me at Peggy Ann at Mobile Groove, where you can also find my portfolio of work and services for small biz and indie developers over at Mobile Groove. And in the meantime, you can come back and join us for Mobile Presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store, Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.